Torahway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Hey Adar, the 17th of February, Harav Yonatan Tawil Shlita, The Secret of Purim, What Changed the World?
I'll look for it for you. Yeah? Okay, it's locked up.
Good morning. Chodesh Tov, Ezrat Hashem. It says there's a interesting story about a kid that comes home from school. Coming home from school, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar, so he's very excited. He comes home and he's singing away. And his parents are there, and the parents are saying to him, listen, so his mother is there at the moment, and his mother says, listen, Yossi, you know, I. What did you do today at school? How was it? And he's singing, Misha, 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 Nechnas Adar, Marvin, Marvin, Vesimcha. Okay, that's great. So what did you learn? Did you learn, what was it, Chumash? Young kid, did you learn Chumash? Did you learn Gemara? What did you learn? And he's singing away. He's just singing away. Okay, so the mother says, okay, perhaps he needs some time. She leaves him a little bit. He's got his homework and everything, but she says, okay, leave him. He's playing around with some toys. Anyway, after about half an hour, she comes in, she says, Yossi, what about the homework? What about the homework? And he starts singing, Misha, 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 Nechnas Adar. Okay. So what's going on with her son today? He's not doing any homework. So she says, okay, I'll leave him a little bit more. Then he starts playing on electronics, you know, this, that, the other. Yossi, what about the homework? And he's singing every time, Misha, Nechnas Adar. Suddenly, the father comes home. It's about 7 o'clock. Yossi's been playing around outside, inside. He hasn't done any homework. Nothing's been going on. Father's coming in, and the car comes into the drive. And Yossi runs as fast as he can. He goes to his bag. He gets out his book. He sits down by the table, and he starts writing, as if he's writing some homework. The father walks in. How are you? Everything okay? And he says, Yossi, so nice to see you. You're learning so nicely. The mother's amazed. She says, what's going on? She comes to Yossi and says, I don't understand. I've been asking you for 2-3 hours. I gave you half an hour to rest, to drink, to eat. Say that, but I've asked you to do the homework. What's going on? So the kid answers back. He says, Mishenichnas av, mema'atim besimcha. Mishenichnas av, when the father comes in, then mema'atim besimcha. Mishenichnas adar, marvin besimcha. Rabotai, we are in Adar. Mishenichnas adar, marvin besimcha. We're going through difficult moments, but we have that extra energy of being besimcha. We have to be besimcha. This is the time where we have to be besimcha. And it's a time of simcha. And when it talks about happiness, whenever we gain happiness, then we achieve the highest level we can ever achieve. We connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a level that it's an ultimate level. Where do we see that? We see that many times in the Torah. The Torah says, the Gemara says, that whenever we use the Lashon of En v'haya, ela lashon, v'haya, lashon, simcha. Vayehi is lashon, tzad. Whenever the Torah uses the word v'haya, it's referring to simcha. What do we say every day? We say the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the second paragraph is, v'haya im shema tishmu. And it will be, if you will surely listen. Why is it utilized v'haya? Because ein l'shama v'haya. When are you going to surely listen? When are you going to actually get that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When it's v'haya. When it is a state of simcha. Similarly, we find the Rachaim brings when it comes to the mitzvah Bikurim. Bikurim is a mitzvah that's done b'simcha. Bikurim, they brought out, everybody came to Yerushalayim, and they came out with the flutes, etc., and they came to meet them and to grant them, and it's a big simcha. We're bringing the first fruits. And what does it say? V'haya ki yaviyacha. And it will be when you come to the land of Israel and you'll bring the first fruits. Ein v'haya ela lashon simcha. Meaning, we attain the highest level when it comes to simcha. And similarly we find with Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu wants to give the bracha. He wanted to give the bracha to his son Esav at the time. And what does he do? He brings him in and he tells him, please go out, get ready. Vayiki zaken Yitzchak, and his eyes can't see. The Torah says, Vayayome, hineina zakanti. And he says, Vata sana chelecha, tel yecha vekashtecha, vetzeh asadev tzuda litzayid, vasedi matamim. Go make me all these delicious foods. Kasher havti like I like. Vehavi ali v'ochela, bring it to me and I'm going to eat. Why? Ba'avu tevarechecha nafshi b'terem amut. Because I want to give you a bracha. What's the difference? You have to eat before to give a bracha? Yes. I want to feel simcha. I want to feel a bit of a simcha. It's difficult. You couldn't see, etc. But I want to feel. I want to get into the feeling. On Shabbat, we have Lechem Mishnah, we're eating, we have the Neshama Yetera, we want to be happy. Now what's interesting with Yitzchak, actually, is that there's an unbelievable Rashi, which sometimes we pass by over here. And Rashi says, on the Pasuk Tet over there, when Rivka is saying to Yitzchak what to do, about the Shnei Gidei Izim, about these two goats that he's going to bring. What does Rashi say? V'chi shnei gediyei izim haya ma'achalo shel Yitzchak. Is that what Yitzchak ate? He's eating these goats. This is what he ate. Why are we going for two gediyei izim? And Rashi says, Ela Pesach haya. It was Pesach. Ha'echad hikriv lepischo, va'echad asa matamim. One of them he made as a korban Pesach, and one he made as matamim, some nice food. And this is from Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. He brings it down from the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Why is this interesting? Because it's Pesach. What else do we find on Pesach? And you look over here, in Pasuk Kafei, it says, Vayom ha'agish ali v'ochayla mitzed b'ni leman t'vachet nafshi. Yitzchak, Esav, Yaakov comes in with the matamim, and Yitzchak is over there, and Yitzchak says, okay, bring it forward after he's checked him, etc. Vayagesh lo vayochal, he brought it to him and he ate. And what's the next few words? Vayave lo yayin vayesh, and he brought him wine and he drank. Why is he bringing him wine? Because it's Pesach. What do you do on Pesach? You drink wine. Arba kosot. Here he's drinking the arba kosot. He's having the wine. He's having the whole Pesach seder over there, giving him besimcha. I'm not here to talk about Pesach. I'm here to talk about Purim. But what's the connection? The connection is wine. Wine, food, wine, mevili de simcha. And we know that, by the way, the entire story over there, there's so many remazim, that it was Pesach. It says that with Esav, it says he stole, Esav says, Yaakov, he stole me the bracha b'mirma. Yeah, in a roundabout way. And Rav Zev Stirkov says that from here we have the tradition on Pesach to actually steal the Afikoman. Why? Because Bemirma, you know Bemirma. And he says that actually the Gematria of Bemirma, if you take the Gematria of Bemirma, what is the Gematria of Bemirma? The Gematria of Bemirma is 287. It's exactly the same Gematria as the word Afikoman. Bemirma, Afikoman. And more than that, Unkelis translates Bemirma as Bechochma. Bechochma, with wisdom. But we have four sons on Pesach. Tam, Rasha, etc. She'eno Yedeh Lishon and the Chacham. Only one of them, we answer, Em Maftirin Acha Pesach Afikoman. One may know, you know, one shouldn't consume any food after the Afikoman. Who's that? That's the Chacham. That's Unkelis, Bemirma, Chochma. So, we have wine at a time of Simcha, Pesach, we have the Arba Kosot, we want to course Yeshua Tasa Hashem, Uvshem Hashem Ekra. David HaMelech, we have wine when it comes to weddings, we have wine at the Kiddush, we have wine. It's very significant. And the Gemara in Megillah brings the famous Gemara, Tav Zayin Amud Bet, Mechaev Inish Nibesume Bepuria Ad Lo Yada Ben Aru Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. So we should get exceedingly drunk on Purim. That's what it seems to say. And then the Gemara proceeds, and it tells us a story, the famous story. where the Gemara says Rabba and Rabbi Zeira, they got excessively drunk on Purim, and Rabba basically proceeded, after they're getting a bit drunk, seemingly to shecht, to kill Rabbi Zeira. So he kills Rabbi Zeira, and once he's sobered up and he's realized what he had done, so then he prays that Rabbi Zeira be brought back to life. And his tefillot are answered. Rabbi Zeira rejoins the world of the living. And the next year, Rabbi Zeira, Chavod, come, Purim Suda, by me, Chavod, you want to come? This time he said, listen, thank you very much. It was a great experience last year. But hopefully another time. Why? What's the reason? He said, because, you know, we don't rely on a miracle, yeah? It's not a common occurrence that we can always, it's going to happen, that you're going to make Nisim and Niflaot over here. It's not the right time. So, there's a big debate over here, what's going on. Several Mefarshim say he didn't actually kill, it's not actual. But nevertheless, the commentators, the Mefarshim, are bothered by this whole story. But on here is the basis of the entire Ad de lo yada. Are we drinking? We're not drinking. So the Rif and the Tor, they take it as it's written. So when they codify this mitzvah, so when they say, okay, what's the mitzvah? So they take it under the basic understanding of the Gemara. A person is required to drink on Purim until he can't tell the difference between Arur, Haman, cursed is Haman, Baruch Mordechai, etc. So apparently you get quite drunk. Rabbeinu Ephraim, cited by the Ran brings Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the Baal HaMor rules the exact opposite. And he says that the story is coming to show you, no, don't get too drunk, because it could lead to bad things. So we know the Magen Avraham says that drinking, we should drink until we can't decipher the difference between the gematria of Arur Haman Baruch Mordechai. And by the way, what's the gematria of Baruch Mordechai and Arur Haman? It's exactly the same thing. It's 502. And the Bir Agra says, it's until we can't understand the difference between what was the greater miracle. What was the greater miracle? Was it that Haman was Arur, that suddenly he went down like this, 1 second he was about to hang Mordechai on the gallows, and the next time he himself is going, or that Baruch Mordechai, Mordechai shut up. Can't understand the difference. Tosfot goes on and he says, person should drink enough to no longer be able to recite. There was a special lengthy Aleph Bet poem in the proper order. You mix it up. And the Mefarshim say, at the end of the day, if you look at all, there's many more. If you look into all the differences in Magen Avraham, the Bir Agra, and everybody in the Ran, and the Tor, and the Rif, it seems that it's not so simple. It's not like, okay, let's just get all drunk, and let's let's just get drunk, and everything will be okay. It's much more complicated than that. Even the Shulchan Aruch, it's not so simple, in one sif and the other sif, how we paskin. Of course, we know the famous Rambam. The Rambam, in Mishneh Torah, in Hilchot Megillah v'Chanukah, Bet Tetvav, says that what are a person's obligations? What are our obligations at the feast, at this feast? He links the drinking, obviously, with the feast, with the Suda. And he says, one must eat and prepare a fine meal according to what one can afford. And one should drink wine until he is drunk and fall asleep in his stupor. Basically, you get drunk until you fall asleep. And of course, the Rama, when he codifies the law, so he says, he combines both approaches, and he says a person should drink somewhat more than one is accustomed to regularly, and then go to sleep. So what's the halacha? The Chafetz Chaim, and the Stipelagon, and the Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach, Paskin like the Rama, the Yaivitz, and Shari Tshuva, Chaya Odom, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Kaf HaChaim brings something very, very important. No matter what happens when a person's drinking, that drinking shouldn't affect the mitzvot of the day. The drinking shouldn't affect your birkat hamazon. Person drinks, forgot mitzvot daraita to make birkat hamazon ala sova. Person, v'achalta v'savato v'erachta. What's the point of getting drunk? Ah, very great mitzvah, the rabbonon of drinking, but I didn't make birkat hamazon. I forgot all about birkat hamazon. Tila yadayim, etc., arvit. All this shouldn't be affected. So in any case, we see that wine is central to Purim. We see it's central to Pesach. We see wine is very, very important. What's special about wine? What's special? So we know firstly that the Suda of Purim, the original Suda of Achashverosh, has to do with wine. It was drinking wine. There's many midrashim about it. The wine was according to the age of the person. How old are you, sir? Oh, I'm 65. Fine. Here you go. I'll give you wine that's 66 years old. How old are you? 35. Here you go. You've got special wine. Wine. Mishteh. The entire Geula comes about via the Mishteh of Esther. She comes and she makes a Mishteh and another Mishteh. Wine. What's special about it? So the Maharal, in Prague, the Ochadosh, says by drinking, when a person drinks wine, we negate ourselves. What happens? You drink. You become a nothing. I'm floating around. I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. And we come to a realization that our entire existence is me'et ha-borei yitbarach. Everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is exactly similar to what happened on Purim. What happened on Purim? Everything, we came to a realization. Every single moment from the beginning of the Megillah to the end, everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We only came to that realization at the end. We had to go through an entire journey. Many times we go through life, we ask questions. Why is this happening? What happened here? Why did he do this? Well, but at the end, the picture is clear. So, how do we say the word for a face in Hebrew? What's the word for a face?
Panim.
Person who's got panim. If you take the word panim, literally, panim means aspects. Habe panim, la Torah. Yeah, there's many aspects, different ways of understanding. Because there's many aspects to a person's face. And we live in a generation where we see this, right? Everybody's on getting pictures. And everybody's getting videos and everything. There, he's so happy, she's so happy, he's in holiday, we're in suffering and they're going and having a good time. And look at that smile, look at that smile. Everybody's got their own, don't worry, everybody's got their pekenach, as they say. We read in the Ten Commandments, Lo tachmo, don't be jealous. How can I not be jealous? I'm sitting, I'm suffering, they're on holiday and I'm suffering. What? Everybody's got their own pekenach. Habe panim, everybody's face has got different aspects. According to what we put forward. And there's many aspects to who we really are. And how do you say costume in Hebrew? When we say getting a costume. Tachposet. Tachposet. Is it tachposet at all? What tachposet? What are you wearing? What tachposet? Tachposet milashon chipus. Chipus. The chapes. To search. Search within ourselves. Who are we? What are we? Which tachposet are we wearing today? We go out and a nice smile. But really inside we're upset. Or the opposite. We're happy but we put on a sad face. Chas v'shalom. So in Purim, we search beneath the costume in which we're hiding to reveal the true ourselves. We're revealing what's the real panim. This panim is that panim. That panim. Who are we? Me'efa. I negate myself, I'm a nobody, dum. Everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, U Melech HaOlam, I'm a nothing. So what does it mean when we say Baruch Mordechai and Arur Haman? Baruch Mordechai and Arur Haman. So we said earlier that the gematria is 502, it's the same gematria. What's the significance that it's the same gematria? Well, Haman was very evil. He wanted to kill not just the Mordechai, he wanted to kill the entire Jewish people. And Haman went about it, it says in the Gemara, Haman's decree against the Jewish people brought us to such teshuvah his decree was so severe that it brought Am Yisrael to a greater teshuva than we've ever had. And I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was very difficult. He's coming to the people, they're complaining, he tries to tell them, do this, do that. And we see throughout the Midbar, backwards, forwards, backwards. Here comes one Haman, one decree, and within one go, suddenly we see a 360. Am Yisrael are doing teshuvah, tefillah, tzedakah, everything's happening on Purim. There's a shekadim, there's a tefillah, there's a vayitzakud, everybody's praying, there's a tearing of the cloth. Suddenly there's a whole change in situation. Why? All it takes is one Haman. So, the Arur Haman, the Haman himself, who brought a greater teshua to Am Yisrael? Was it the Baruch Mordechai? Was it the fact that Mordechai was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he bought the sackcloth and he's upping the Am Yisrael and bringing us together? Or was it the Arur Haman? Everything in life, everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrating everything. We're nothing. I don't know the difference. Is it Arur Haman? Is it Baruch Mordechai? I face even difficult challenges, difficult times, even the Arur, it's actually Baruch. I'm going to say Baruch Haman. How can I say Baruch Haman? How can we say a Baruch to a Haman? Because yes, I realize that even the Haman who tried to destroy us, at the end of the day, it brought us to Teshuvah and it brought a Baruch. And how can you say Arur Mordechai? How can you say? Because we, on the one hand, we have the Talmidei Chachamim, and we should go to them, we should get brachot. But at the end of the day, who's running the show? It's at Borei Olam. We shouldn't rely only on Talmidei Chachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the Mashlichim. It's not the Mordechai, 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 Mordechai. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the fact that we eat on Purim Haman Tashin, Oznei Haman, these ears of Haman, Haman Tashin, is it tasty? If you would ask me, I would produce Haman Tashin that's very kharif, very spicy. Mazeh Haman, ichs. Haman, ichs. We already be banging on the floor, Amalek and Haman, ichs. Why is it sweet? Because even the Haman was sweet. Basof. Of course, we pray to Hashem, we don't need any Haman, we don't need any. But Basof, even the difficult moments, Kadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrating everything. So on Purim, we're celebrating that everything is going according to feet. The Borei Olam, Lefi his plan. Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. We're negating ourselves at that time. So wine, Nechnas Yayin, Yotze Sod. Person drinks the wine, out comes the real Panim, the real Chippus, the real person. And that is the connection to the Borei Olam. There is another aspect of wine. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Bet, says, great is drinking. It's good to drink. Why? For it brings together those who are distant. Makarev is those that are distant. Person wants to drink wine. Normally, what do? You drink with your friends. Oh, let's make a chayim. Let's make a chayim. Ah, bringing everybody coming together. Ah, where have you been? You traveled, you did this. Yeah? Let's make a chayim. So wine serves as a catalyst to draw people closer to one another. You know, no matter how many times you read the Megillah, we know it many years back, there's always something fascinating to learn. It's brilliant. It's like the story of Yosef. Suddenly Yosef goes to that and you're reading backwards and forwards and every year you're learning something new. There are four pesukim, different minhagim, there are four main pesukim that we read out loud. When we introduce Mordechai, Nadadashenat HaMelech, when the king awakes in the middle of the night, and the final victory, La Yehudim Haita Ora V'Simcha V'Sasson V'Yikar. And then at the end, Ki Mordechai HaYehudi. He was a great leader. He brought Am Yisrael together. He was loved by Rov Echa, by everybody. Why do we read? I understand maybe there's turning points in the Megillah. We read, it's difficult moments. Who's in Mordechai? I understand. When there's a turning point, Nadadashnat HaMelech, LaYehudim Haita Ora V'Simcha, everybody's excited. The last part, why are we reading it loud? Well, so what? He was sought peace for his fellow men. Why are we reading it loud? But this pasuk, Rabotai, is probably the key to the entire Megillah. There's no halachic issues. There's no how much mishloach manot to who, how many people. There's no how many days of the Megillah in this pasuk. But there's something pretty deep over here. What is the question that we're coming to answer when we say this pasuk loud? So we know the story, Achashverosh He's in his third year of being the king. He made a lavish party, and by his means, 180 days. Psh, what's the greatest miracle in Purim? No? That a Persian made a feast for 180 days and invited everybody. You know, the Persians are kamtsanim katzat. Right? They yadua. Persians are kamtsanim. So the fact that he made it and he invited everybody is a big thing. Okay, that's a joke for Purim. Anyway, he served all the different wines. Mordechai doesn't bow down. We go through the story 9 years later. 9 years. In the 12th year, so Haman is elevated, and Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech, etc. Mordechai was looked down upon because Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech, everybody is bowing to Haman apart from Mordechai. He's not bowing down. Everybody was pointing the finger. You know why Haman is giving this bad decree? It's all because of Mordechai. Desla brings down that the lack of Talmidei Chacham, the lack of respect for the Talmidei Chacham. Mordechai, they were pointing the finger. Mordechai, Mordechai, Mordechai. This whole thing comes because of him. But by the end of the Megillah, it's the opposite. Suddenly everybody's respecting him. What happened? What happened in the middle? You fanatic. You're not bowing down, so he came out with it. We're all bowing and you're not bowing down. What's going on? You know, when Yaakov Avinu came to find, he comes to the well and he's asking, where's Rachel? And he sees these shepherds and they're all there and there's a big stone and we know the story and they had to wait for everybody to come to move the stone. So he comes up to them and he sees the shepherds are relaxing, they're lying down. And he said to them, Hen od hayom gadol, he said to them, the day is still long, big. Yalla, b'chavod, get on with your work, basically. So what should be written next in the Torah? And the shepherds listened to Yaakov and they chucked him in the well. Like, what are you doing? Who are you? Mi ata bichlal? Well, you're coming to tell me what to do? Leave me alone, get out of here, you crazy man. Hafuch. They didn't. They start conversing and this and they're answering back, yeah, we explained to him the whole situation. Why? Says the Ponovich Rav, he says, there's one word which changes everything. That's the word Achai. Achai, my brothers. He came derech ahava, he came with love. When a person rebukes out of love, so it hits the point. When a person rebukes because they're feeling they had a bad day, and they didn't, and they've been in out of work, or they're this and that, and they have frustration and everything, and they see someone in shul doing something, ah, that's terrible, what are you doing? Where is that coming from? The shurish, pare rosh vela ana, it's a terrible shurish. It's not a real rebuke, it's not ahava, I wish you, I want to makariv you, I want you to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's coming out of hate. That doesn't last. And therefore, Mordechai was the same thing. Mordechai Yehudi, then you know Rav Yochanan Zweig said, it says in the Torah, Hocheach Tochiach, a person should rebuke. Hocheach Tochiach, a person should surely rebuke. What's the Lashon Hocheach come from? He says it comes from the word Koach. Koach, give strength. When a person rebukes somebody, they shouldn't be rebuking them out of hatred and how dare you do it. Don't you know? HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. I want to give you strength. I want you to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I love you. You're another Jew. You're a fellow. It's for your good. Like I would do for my own son and daughter, etc. I want you to come. Hocheach tochiach. Milashon koach. And this was Mordechai. He persisted. He persisted with a soft tongue. He brought people together. In the beginning, he cut the garments, but he had genuine love. And we see that this is what Shlomo HaMelech says, rebuke a wise man, in Mishlei Tet Chet, rebuke a wise man and he will love you. Yeah? How do you define if someone's a fool? If when you rebuke them, they're very upset. But if you're rebuking out of Ahava, and they're upset, then they're not wise. If you're rebuking out of Ahava, and they accept, then they're wise. And Rabotai, this is really the idea over here when it comes to the wine. It says, Esther said, Lech Kenos Kol HaYehudim, when it came to the Mishpeh, bring together everybody. So, what was she saying? We need unity. We need unity. Wine, the first aspect of wine is it brings us that we are nobody, and that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the second aspect of wine is, as we've learned in the Gemara Sanhedrin, bring everybody together, it brings unity. Bezat Hashem, with those two aspects in mind, with the halachot of wine, how drunk we should get, and let's not get lost with how drunk we should get, let's bring ourselves, our real aspect, our real panim to the front, and bring all of Am Yisrael to together, Bezat Hashem, so we should be zochet the geula krova b'mehera b'menu. Amen.
Amen.